Instead of gradually easing into its 2010-2011 season, the Bloomington Playwrights Project has marshaled a community-wide effort on the topic of eco-friendly art in AwareFest. There have been activities in the schools led by Joe LaMantia, efforts by local organizations and businesses, and the assembling of 8 short eco-friendly plays at the theater. Artistic director Chad Brabinovitz says, "We've pulled together some of the best playwrights in the country, along with talented local playwrights, to show that art can have a powerful impact on society." AwareFest is a fast-moving, tightly produced production. Rabinovitz's cast of BPP regulars is nicely disciplined, and they work in close harmony with the visuals on screen and the sound design. Each of the pieces is quite different, and I rather think that when theatergoers compare notes, there'll be some lively arguments. I was particularly taken with Emmy nominee Craig Wright's disquieting vignette of a chicken factory break room in Everyone Knows. Successful screenwriter Wendy McLeod has said that the Gulf oil spill fell into her lap, and she clearly had a lot of fun with the efforts of executives to spin the story in public relations disaster. No one who sees AwareFest will forget the costumes of America and Canada in Michael Healy's Lady with a Lapdog. Fast-talking TV car salesmen get a creative and very funny retread in national winner Trace Crawford's A Time to Change the Pitch. Local high school winner Erden Schultz Beaver's Rocks is a neatly put-together paean to nature and family as one generation educates another. AwareFest at the Bloomington Playwrights Project continues October 7 through 9 and 14 through 16. The BPP now offers a guarantee. If a patron doesn't feel that they've gotten their money's worth, they can ask for a full refund. Saturday night, nobody did. You can find this review and an interview with two of the authors on our website at wfiu.org. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.